Hey guys, welcome to The Roundtable. Here at The Roundtable, we continue the conversations that we have had from Sunday morning and how you can have practical ways to help every person take their next steps towards Jesus together.
Hey, welcome everybody to The Roundtable, episode number 37. So we're so thankful that you joined us, whether you're listening or whether you're watching. But we would encourage, like, if you've never watched one, that might be part of the fun. Right,
yeah.
That you go and, like, get the video part of it, because they can find it on YouTube.
Right.
So you can go on YouTube and watch it, or you can subscribe, whether it's Apple or Spotify. Like, I'm not a technical person, so I have no idea.
Listening or YouTube?
Listening. Okay, like, if you're listening through the Apple.
Yep, right? Anything Apple, and then anything Android.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should subscribe and listen. But if you've never watched one, you should probably watch one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody says it's so funny to see, like, facials.
Yeah. Right, part of the fun.
Yeah.
And I guess we will say that, you know, we had a run going, and you're going to get to know our guest here in a second. She broke the streak. You know what streak she broke?
No.
For the past two
for
guests.
For the gifts.
We have been getting gifts from people, but since Sherry's
to
on, you'll get to know here in a little bit, she didn't see it fit to bring us some sort of fun.
Well, she didn't know.
Well, she wouldn't know. She watched
it. No, our gift wasn't given to us last time on camera.
Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was after, because she had forgotten.
Oh.
So you get a pass.
What?
We've been getting gifts.
We've been getting gifts.
But you know what? I feel bad the whole time. Nick
doesn't
get a gift. I am
the best gift giver ever.
Well, you can give us two at one time.
No, this is really true.
I am a good gift giver.
Listen, this is really true. She
Don't you dare repeat that. You know I fell down a flight of stairs that day.
No, wait a second. Why can't I say it?
Because I... No.
No, she has to know this.
Nobody knows that.
Okay, well, they're going to.
But when did you fall down a flight of stairs?
Listen, you got to wait to hear the story.
No, you don't need to know the whole story.
No, I'm going to tell my part of it, and then she can tell her part of it.
My gosh, were you bruised?
So here's the thing. So I'm going to say that it was very thoughtful of her, obviously, because I think people had this, like, during the Christmas season, I think people either felt sorry for me, and or they thought I was actually an idiot, would never be able to take care of my family.
Oh.
And
that is totally not why people do things they do.
Can you just let me finish
my
story?
You preach being
at home. Can you let me finish my story?
You know, I don't like Christmas. This is my kill.
I don't like Christmas.
And of course, nobody's going to put...
That's my point.
Nobody says you're not capable.
Okay, well... Thought that I wouldn't get my kid.
Yeah, he's taking it himself.
No, but listen, this was honestly, this was really cool. So she...
I do it for my family, too.
Yeah, so...
I do it for a lot of people.
So we got this box in my office, like, 2 weeks before Christmas.
Did you fall down with the box?
And wait, you can't get...
So
stop getting ahead of the story.
Okay, we do that, though.
So then I walk in, and there's this box that says, don't open until Christmas. And so it sits in my office forever.
How'd you get in the office?
That's a part of the fun story.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
right,
but anyway, I'll tell you the end of it. So we take it out there, we open it up, and you know how people do the saran wrap things where you unwrap it and it has gifts in it?
Oh, it's so cool.
And so normally it's going to be like a couple pieces of candy or in the saran.
That ain't the way
I know. Okay. I've had good ones.
Well, listen, we're thinking the saran wrap ball is like this big. No, Sherry made the saran wrap ball that was like this big and this wide. It had gift cards.
My kids didn't have help.
My kids the whole time were like, you don't know who did this? You don't know who did this? I was like, I have no idea.
Until
Scott. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Right,
and you don't let anybody know. If you do something nice, I don't think you should let people know. Welcome to the podcast. Why do you do that?
No, why? My kids know. I wanted to tell them. It was really thoughtful of you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's why she wanted to do it.
But people do nice things just to be nice, not to...
I didn't... This isn't about your accolades. I was just saying this was really nice of you.
How long did it take you to wrap that saran wrap?
Listen.
And how did you start?
You got to lean up to the mic. Nobody's hearing you.
How many boxes of saran wrap did you use for this one gift?
Well, listen. I do it for my family, too. We have a ball. So I do that every
literally,
year.
Literally, a ball.
Yeah, no, it was a big ball. Like a big ball.
Yeah,
and it
you
had
can throw
real gifts in it.
Into it.
Yes, it's supposed to.
Yeah, it is
No, like
to.
Gift cards.
I know.
It's supposed
my
to.
My kids, every time they would pull something out, they're like, you got to figure out how to do this. They had dropped a ton of money on this little saran wrap ball.
Yeah, you can.
You
but
did.
That's kind of part of it.
You did.
I don't think it was terrible.
I mean, the saran wrap was like $20
alone. It was very thoughtful of you.
And yeah, I think it's about... Eight
boxes of Saran wrap?
Yes. And the point was, yes. is then she has a funny story on how she got it in my office.
Well, okay, no, yeah, let's get to it.
The thing is, you were such a humbug about it. And what's the funnest yeah, thing? What's the funnest thing we do at Christmas is to make everybody, I mean, if they're old, they're little, it doesn't matter. You can switch stuff. It doesn't matter what comes out.
Right.
You're just in a group together.
Yeah.
And you're going to laugh because yeah. people get, you got your group that gets mad.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I thought that'd be cool, right? And I'm very focused.
Okay.
When I'm going to do something, this is the day it's going to be done.
Nothing's
I had it all
her.
Done and it was ready to go. Plus, you know, I'm doing other stuff and this, I'm like, he's never there. So I can, that's how I feel.
He's never at work.
He says that about me. So I'm glad you say that.
Who said that about you?
You do.
I have never said that about you.
Yes, you have.
I come every morning almost to get coffee or lunch or whatever for the girls,
uh-huh.
right? Anyway, so I'm like, listen, I'm going to go over there. It's 8 a.m. There's no way. I'm just going to get in so I don't have a bunch of people. Nobody sees me. The key was nobody see me, right? So that day, I walk in here at 8 o'clock because I want to make sure the coast is
right,
clear because
right.
I don't want nobody seeing me because everybody, you know,
yep.
and it's going to be a mystery.
Yep.
So I'm going to be stealthy. I come in, and who's here? Dipstick. And he's sitting
in
at the
his
table.
Office?
No, he is right at the table. I stopped and talked to you. I was like, hey, Mike, I'm thinking, God dang, really? And I look, so I go back to work and I'm like, they're like, did you do it? I was like, no.
It's still in
I
your say, car?
Can you believe Jenny, his Christmas is past, honey. It's over.
No, we did
no,
it.
No,
I she
mean,
yes, at the time.
It's still
was
in my car.
You say I'm hard on her. You just
yes,
were like,
exactly.
you did the exact same thing.
Yeah, I did.
You were like,
you
oh, Jenny,
anymore.
In this little smart aleck tone. Oh, Jenny,
you did.
Christmas is over,
hey,
honey.
Only
Christmas
she can do that to me. That's what she's
Christmas
saying.
Is over,
so,
honey.
So stop. So then lunchtime, the girls are like, well, you can go get our food over there. I said, yeah, there's no way he's going to hang there for like 4 more hours.
Yeah.
So we wait till later. I go in for lunch. He's still here. And I'm like, oh, I said, you're not going to believe this crap. He's still there. They're like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm about sick of this. So then it gets to be 5 o'clock. I'm like, I'm leaving work. There's no way Mike Hill's been there for 9 to 10
yeah,
hours.
There's no way.
Right? I come over.
There's a way.
No, the whole place is locked down. It's not even 5 o'clock. I'm like, the cafe's supposed to be open till like,
what,
7 or 8?
What day?
It was on a Friday. And I'm like, what the heck?
No.
I'm like, today's not the day.
We close at 5.
Drove me crazy.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Go ahead and make fun of her, Jenny. Like, didn't you read the sign? The sign says close at 5 o'clock.
Okay, but
did you not see
o'clock.
The sign, honey?
But it was at 5 o'clock. I get off work at 4:30. So I come over, everything's locked up. I think the electricity went out or something, somebody said on this side.
Okay.
I don't know. So it was not meant
that.
To be, right?
Right.
I get home and Lissa's like, did you get that done? I was like, no, I can you believe? And that kind of stuff drives me crazy because I got
you
things
need
to
it
do.
Done.
So the next morning, she goes, we'll just go over in the morning and get Delaney a donut and go get coffee, and you can do it then. And I'm like, of course, it's pouring down rain, cold.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't even want to do this.
Yeah,
this is like sucking the fun out of everything. So I'm like,
are you being a bah humbug?
Yes,
huh.
I was being
bah
a bah humbug.
Humbug.
Your
Wait,
gift
no,
has turned into
a
big pain, right? So I go and...
Wait, it's the same thing.
Delaney's like, I want to go now. So I'm like throwing sweats and looking all rough. And I'm like, let's go. We go and we get to the cafe. There's like nobody in there. Two girls. And it was the same time I had to bring in a bunch of stuff for Jennifer. Fruit and stuff or
uh-huh.
whatever was going on.
Yeah.
I brought all that in and... there's nobody, but two girls are like, we don't know where that goes because Jennifer's not here. And I'm like, it goes in the cafe. She told me it goes in the cafe. So here you go. I'm like, I put it all in the fridge.
Yes.
You know? They're like, well, we don't go to church here. We just work here. Okay. Well, it still goes in the fridge. So I
called them out.
I said, here, Lista, here's my card. Get whatever you guys want. I'm going upstairs because nobody's here. Right. And I'm like, yeah. And of course they're heavy boxes.
Yeah, because
yeah.
it also was coffee mugs.
Yeah, the
cocoa things for everybody. Like,
and their little
cute.
Mugs.
And the Grinch movie. You should have known when I put the Grinch movie in there that was you. But
that's so cute.
So anyways, I have these boxes and I go up those back steps. That way everybody, those two girls downstairs
boxes?
Can't see me. Nobody
yeah.
is there,
two
right?
boxes.
So I'm not sure which set of steps I came up, but I was like, directionally impaired. I'm like,
yeah,
where
it's
the heck
confusing
am
at
I?
First.
So I was like,
they both come up to the same spot, but it's okay.
No, they're confusing.
don't want me to go in.
Yeah, they are confusing.
So I'm back to the door where I see Mike Hill.
Oh.
His plate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I hear the toilet flush.
Oh, no.
I'm like, so I drop, right? And I put those boxes down. I'm like, what if it's him?
Oh.
In that bathroom, right? So there's a door, that big door there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's raining, remember? This door, she like comes out. It must have been a cleaning lady or something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She takes the thing out of that door and it hits my foot. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm thinking,
she doesn't know you're down there?
No, she don't even know I'm up there. Gosh, and then I'm like, she's going to think I'm some creeper.
Yeah,
right?
Some creeper hiding behind the door.
What's she doing? Anyway, so then I wait
Gina
for her.
Gina probably
and
should.
She goes back into the bathroom. So I'm like, go over to the door and I'm sliding it. Then I'm like all nervous. I run into the door trying to push it and open. I hit my own door.
Push and pull.
Then my shoes are wet and I slip down the first set of those steps on my butt. I come down the stairs and Lissa goes, what's wrong? I said, I just got beat the crap out. I said, that wasn't meant to be. That's the end of that. I said, I'm done. She goes, did you get it up there? I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait,
said,
how did you get in the room?
I didn't get in his room. I just put it by his door.
Oh, okay,
and then
okay.
I'm like, well, I don't even know. The cleaning lady was up there. Well, I don't even know who that is, you know. I don't even know if he got it.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No, not one person knew anything. And I knew he would ask Jennifer. So
I ask Jennifer.
Sure.
I'm like, who brought this? Don't lie
nobody.
To me.
And then I was so like, funny. I wonder if he ever even got it, you know? And then I was like, Scott, did you hear him talk about anything you got for Christmas? He's like, no. I was like, okay. He goes, why? What'd you get him? I was like, because Scott was going to give you this cactus cup that said something not nice on
like
it.
Like, don't hug me or something like that?
No, something not nice. But anyway, you didn't end up getting that. But
oh my gosh.
I told him, well, I did the ball like we do for ours. He's like, oh, no, I never heard anything. I was like, man, I hope somebody didn't steal it in the church. Wouldn't that be terrible? But then I heard about Eric's pipes. I'm like, maybe they did. So Scott kind of primed him. Then Scott, I was like, listen, nobody can know. And he's like, I'll be real cool. And then he's like, yeah, I told Mike.
Oh,
I was like,
Mike.
Yeah, so I was, So
and then
again,
Mike's like,
what
am I supposed to do? And I'm like, oh, see, how, you guys are terrible.
So she, all I was saying with the whole thing is it was very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Like she put time into it, thought about the gift. It has these cups with cocoa, and then she got the movies, and then she got the thing.
Sweet.
My kids really enjoyed it. And yeah, all I was saying is thank you. It was cool.
Aw.
You're kind of making fun. But
I absolutely,
no, he wasn't.
Cool.
He really
See,
wasn't.
See, Jenny knows me. I'm
he
not
really
making
wasn't.
Fun. It was
I
very,
feel this vibe.
No.
You two are going to gang up.
No.
No,
Jen,
it was
no.
very thoughtful.
I don't gang up.
Saying.
I just do what's right.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I wish we had video
Good
of
save.
You falling.
No, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why we should get security cameras. Just so we
I know.
Can put
I'm really
out
upset
outtakes
about
of,
it.
Like, people, like, falling down
we
or running into the doors. And
I'm glad my days are over.
Right?
Until the next time.
That wasn't meant to be. That's for sure. Yeah. I regretted that one. I was
well,
like,
anyway,
oh
I don't know how we got off on that, but either way, so
either.
Welcome everybody to the podcast, you know, so that we can.
We got 5 minutes left. Let's
round
go
table.
Sunday.
So we no, Nick didn't even start our timer, so we don't even have any idea right now of what we're doing.
No.
So
he can edit it though, right?
No, he doesn't edit.
None of it's
this
edited.
Is nothing.
It's straight through.
Yeah, straight through. This is might as well be live TV.
Yep, it pretty much is.
Are you clapping because you like it live?
No.
She was hoping we'd be edited.
But anyway, it's an opportunity for us to be able to sit around, talk about life, what's happening in life, and then also talk about what we talked about on Sunday morning. So again, just a reminder, we love your comments. We love your feedback. So Jenny posts stuff on Facebook, you know, about it. So we'd love for you guys to give us feedback. Love for us to be able to interact with you. Love for our guests to be listening and send us precious gifts. That's how we got on it.
That is how we got
that
on
is.
It.
That is how
you
got
a gift.
It.
Yeah, you're on a gift. I mean,
I
we got
that
beef
too.
Jerky.
And I almost brought you something just because. And
oh, just
idea.
Her. Yeah, that's how
you
it usually
got
works.
You something.
That was Christmas, honey.
So, honey.
I'm just saying, Jenny, this is how it all started. Because
I don't
need Jenny gets all the gifts and I get nothing.
I've gotten like,
well,
so
you're,
they brought me beef jerky last time. I
two
got beef
bags.
Jerky.
You look like you'd like beef jerky.
Oh,
two
I know.
Bags
beef,
of jerky, beef
jerky. And then I got a Yellowstone mug last week.
That would be the best.
And it was like, take people to the train station. And I'm like, this is like.
And I've gotten Kit Kats like every time.
Perfect for me. Taking people to the train station. You've watched Yellowstone, right?
Yes, I've watched Yellowstone.
Yeah, so you know when they take people to the train station.
Well, I haven't watched it all. I wanted to turn the podcast off last week. I was like, she had it right with the rib.
Oh, because they almost spoiled it.
See, you're
Nick
the same way.
He said, spoiler alert, do not tell me that.
Yeah, I know, but tell me that you're not the same way. Every woman wants a rib.
I think you like rib too. You keep going on and on. Do you see Clayton want to be rib?
Did I say every man wants to be rib?
Oh, yeah.
I said every man wants to be rib, and every woman wants a man like rib.
Yeah, he is cool.
That's my point. That's all cool. In the podcast last week, that's what we were talking about.
Oh, Jenny.
You haven't even seen him?
No, why don't we post a picture of him?
Let me see what I can see.
Everyone can see him.
And you would think it's just all his personality, but he's just, maybe it is. Everything. He's just rugged and cute anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like again, all those qualities we talked about.
He's scary, though. Huh? I wouldn't want to be on the other side of him.
No, I know, but that's something that women would like about him.
I don't know.
And he can control Beth. Beth is wild. I love Beth, too.
Yeah, no,
she is wild.
Nuts. She is nuts, and I love her.
Okay, that might be why I like it.
Yeah, that's why I said, if I think of Jenny getting married someday, it might be Beth. Like, she would be Beth.
Yes.
What do you think, Nick?
I don't know who this Beth is.
Who would be Beth?
But yes.
This is Beth?
Jenny?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny is feisty.
Beth is brutal.
Oh, well, I mean,
she'll
I'm not saying
she'll go and bust stuff up and stab people.
That was the old Jenny.
You think that's Jenny?
Huh? There's Rip right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't see his eyes.
The idea. You wear sunglasses so people can't see your eyes.
Oh, he's just as cute without them.
Is he?
My point is not from the, terrible standpoint, but Jenny, the feistiness, independence, her personality, she's for sure has Beth tendencies.
I don't know who Beth is.
No, I think.
Huh?
No.
Beth has some good tendencies.
No, I think she has
very.
She's super loyal and.
Yeah. She's super, just super.
Well, she's
super
scary too.
Yeah.
But
no, I know Jenny would be that way.
Yeah, but I think she has to have an edge of bad in her. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think Jenny has an edge of bad in her?
I don't think she's bad.
I don't have any more bad.
Not bad, edgy.
God has taken it
edgy.
From me.
No, there's nothing wrong with being edgy.
I don't see somebody, telling her something's wrong and her going in and...
Killing them.
And busting up their whole shop and...
No, I know, but you know what? When Jenny believes in something, Jenny believes in something, she fights for it.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
That's Beth.
Beth is a good manipulator, too, though.
So is Jenny.
I don't think she manipulates.
Yes, I am very good at it. I don't do it now, but maybe in a good way. But
no,
like,
you could manipulate
in
a good way.
I can talk my way into anything.
Yes.
Yeah, you did talk your way right in there.
Yeah.
See, that's what
did.
I'm saying. That Jenny, again,
maybe
I'm not saying.
Bad. I'm looking at you in a whole new
way. I know, she sees me as an angel.
No, I'm saying that you are an angel, but again, so is Beth. Beth has these qualities that,
she
again.
She had a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has a lot of qualities. She's fought through trauma in her life, come out on the other side with a very strong personality who understands who she is and who she wants to be. She's very loyal. When she believes in something, she's going after it. I mean, that's Jenny's story.
Go, Beth.
I mean,
I don't know her, but
now some of the other weird stuff, but the personality type of who she is, that'll be. Jenny when she gets married. When she settles down and finds the rip of her life.
Yeah. When that happens.
Huh? No, because again, once you see those two together, it is a different Beth.
Yeah, she's not all the time. No.
Like
she
can tame her?
Definitely handles her well.
She takes care of him. Mm-hmm. And I see that. She has her independence, but she also takes care of him. She has this heart because she can't have kids, but then she wants to bring a kid in. I mean, it's a lot of, I just think it would be you.
I do want to adopt a lot of golden retrievers.
So that's where we're at. So thanks for the gifts. I mean, the gifts that you forgot about.
Yeah, the gifts that you didn't give him.
No, the true gift is Sherry being on the podcast.
I will get you your gift.
You have to give me a gift.
You all get your bag of beef jerky and drop it off in your mailbox.
You don't have to give me
either
a
way.
Gift.
So Jenny, so tell us what's going on in your world right now.
In my world.
Yes, yeah, so what's going on in Jenny's world?
Actually, Nick and I just got back from a conference. We went to a worship conference.
Which is really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked that you had no idea.
Why?
I don't know. I thought this whole time that you had an idea.
No, I don't know anything. Remember, I'm never here and
I guess,
never work.
Yeah,
I'm a part-timer.
I guess that's true. Huh? Well, listen, cool story is randomly, it was a month ago, I think back in December, I'd come upon this conference and I was like, this would be really cool for us to go to. So I emailed Nick and I was like, hey, we should go to this. And he's like, we already are. And he's like, do you want to come? And I was like, yes.
Good job, Nick.
I know.
Good job, Nick. Bringing Thank the you. Team along.
Yeah.
Bringing the team together.
I know. It's just so weird.
I mean, you couldn't get her to end up at the right thing. She ended up with bass players and drummers.
Oh, my God.
I did. That was, I wish that everybody could have been in there.
The dating app failed. You might as well.
When she's telling me the story of how she, like, she's supposed to go to a breakout session and got lost and ended up with drummers and bass players and didn't leave.
I'm
the only woman I sat in front. I'm just going to stay. I'm like, just take good notes.
I'm like, this is the
I took like two pages of notes too.
Yeah, I'm like,
they were probably like, this woman, wow, look at her.
Yeah.
Seriously, I was the only girl in there. And then they started to talk and I'm like, okay, looking for the preacher that's supposed to be coming in. I'm like, this is really weird. And then they were like, welcome to bass and drummer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you want to sit back in your seat?
It just like scooted down.
Yeah, because everybody in there, I mean, there was like 50 guys in there. And then it was just me. And I
You know what
see.
You should have thought Perfect. Of? Like that see. Was your dating pool.
I know.
You
Did you look
cards.
Around?
Yeah, a little bit.
And?
No.
Oh. No bass players or drummers fit?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
I thought it was funny you asked her on the dog app.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I know. How
You're
why?
Like, how do you know by the picture? I want to think, are you stupid? Do you not know? I mean, I know how you know. No.
Yeah. You just
no,
feel it.
You know, you're like,
you just
no.
have this vibe.
Yes.
You can't see yourself by him. You're like,
yeah.
No.
You just look at the picture and you can be like, I could be with
no.
them or not
Which
be with
them.
Which I
know is
them.
Terrible.
No.
Because Very personality easy. Can't.
So
no.
you're going to go, let's be honest, you're not attracted to a chick at all. And you're going to look at a picture and go, oh, I'm going to give her a chance because I bet she's really sweet.
No. I mean, no. I've already said this, like in that whole process of like, I'm going to date. I said, I'm not dating a dog. Like
See?
Somebody that's ugly. Like, I'm yes. not dating just because she has a good personality. I need to be
well,
attracted.
Well, okay, personality can make somebody cuter.
That is true.
Look at all my
Cuter.
Exes.
Cuter.
Yes.
But it's got to start with.
Look at all my exes.
Just saying. And my problem is, like, all these guys are, like, cool and, like, not cool, but, like, they just look normal, you know?
Yeah.
And I just like the bad guys, and, you know, they're all good.
See, that's the point.
I know. That's my problem.
What? You like the bad guys?
Yes.
Yeah. You like
them. Don't look at me to feed in on that.
Why not?
You got the wrong one. I'm with you.
I know.
You're with her in what way?
It tends to be, yeah.
Like you're attracted to
the
bad guys?
I think the bad guys are a lot more fun.
So much more fun.
Oh my God. I think they're a ball.
Yes.
And who don't like having fun?
Right.
What's that mean?
My mom goes,
what's that mean?
You know what? I don't like him, but I know you're having a lot of fun. She goes, so I guess I'll tolerate him. And I'm like, he is a lot of fun.
I don't get it. What do you mean? Why are good guys no fun?
They just aren't.
Some good
Meaning,
guys could be
maybe
fun.
I just haven't any good ones.
Like describe
okay.
a good
For
guy.
For example, somebody I was talking to was like not necessarily just like normal, like just go to 9 to 5, work and like chill. Like, you know, I can be chill, but like chill all the time. Like, I don't know. I don't like where I have to be.
You don't like when your husband has a stable job and comes home every night.
That's a little much for anybody.
That's what you're saying, what you just said. It's so terrible. My husband goes to work.
It's too much
attention. He comes home every day. Yeah, I mean, he's chill.
It's too much attention.
Like, he shows up at the house every night.
I wasn't saying that.
I know. I wasn't saying that at all. I'm kidding.
It's okay, Jenny.
No, it's like, I don't like to be the most, like, not necessarily dramatic, but the most, I don't want to be the person in
You don't want to be the focus of attention?
No, I want him to be and him to just take it. So that, because I feel like I'm like that in the world. So when I go home, like, you
No, but that's the difference. Like, we're talking about this, like, back to what should the quality of a man be? Is that he should lead things.
Yes.
Right? So you shouldn't have to be the person that leads all the conversations and makes all the decisions and you just sit around and, you know, beer on your belly and watching TV.
I got a beer and the baby on my belly.
Yeah. No, I'm saying for the guy, like a woman would want somebody that's going to initiate the conversation, somebody that's going to initiate the fun, do those things, right?
Oh,
would?
I'm definitely the fun one in the
would
relationship.
Would or would?
You don't think the guy would be fun?
Oh, I'm more fun than anybody I've ever dated. I mean, I think people are, but I like to have fun.
Yes.
I'm crazy.
She is.
Yeah, downtime, I like to have a lot of fun. And I'm going to make the most. I don't like boring.
Well,
yeah.
Wait a second.
I'm doing fun
I think
stuff.
We need to describe fun. Like,
yeah,
what's fun?
Get down to
I can
nitty.
Make anything fun.
Like
well, I don't know. Give me some fun
like,
things.
Like, me and you are shoveling dog poop, I'd probably throw it on you. I mean,
that's fair warning.
How is that fun?
Fun?
That's
wait not
a
fun.
Second.
And that's a felony.
It is not a felony.
I'm pretty sure.
In a pen,
I'm pretty
you're expected
sure.
to get dog poop on
no,
you.
No, not.
Wait a second.
No,
I don't want to really hear this. So you're going out on a date with somebody,
oh, yeah.
or you're married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what's fun?
Fun is what you're going to make it for.
No,
one.
Judas
so
Christ.
Just like any,
give
okay.
something specific like, other than throwing dog
someone,
poop on somebody.
Say you're
no, I'm
going
saying you can
out
make,
to eat.
It's perspective, is it not? It's not everything
if you're
going to
go out on a perfect date
it's
and you're going to have a lot
perfect.
Of fun, what's it going to be? What are you doing?
Say you're out to eat.
No, just say it's
I'm
a perfect date and you can
okay,
choose whatever
date.
You want.
Oh, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. And you're saying
for one
I,
thing, I think
have
if,
fun.
If somebody asks you out, they need to have a game plan on what
yeah,
they're
they
doing
do.
Anyway. But if they don't
did you stop
I
dancing
can,
no. around the question?
I can make
that's
it,
for real though. One time I drove around
I
in a car.
I think a guy's kind of wimpy if they can't make it.
One time I drove around a car with a guy because I wasn't sure. He said he was 5'10 on his profile, okay? But every guy that says 5'10 is usually 5'8 between 5'9 and a half, possibly. Anyways,
what's wrong with that height?
I was going to say, Nick.
Nothing's wrong with it, but I have a weird, like, I am very,
I'm
like.
I'm 5'9.
No, yeah, are you putting down 5'9
no,
people?
No, I'm this. Just saying I don't like to date people shorter than me, okay? Like, it's not necessarily a fear, but it might be a phobia.
I don't think I like
that's
that either.
The same thing. Anyways, okay. So I'm damn. Driving around in the car.
I know.
Well, first of all, we hug. So that's how I know I might be taller than him, but I wasn't too sure. So I drove
you
around.
You hug like right away? Like
yeah.
you just meet the guy and you hug him.
Yeah.
Did you
I
kiss
don't
him?
Think there's
nothing
weird about
no.
Him. No. Huh? You don't do that, but I don't
no.
think it's weird to hug someone.
I was just asking.
I hug everybody.
I was just saying.
Okay.
Anyways.
I just checking.
So we get in my car and I'm driving. And
you're driving.
I'm driving.
Why are you driving?
Well,
yeah,
because he
weird.
Drove from Indy. And I offered to drive.
And he said yes?
Yes.
Red flag.
He put gas in my gas tank.
That ain't a red that's flag.
That's a red flag.
Why?
Drive the mother freaking vehicle. Be a man.
Okay, well,
okay
this,
let me ask you this.
Well, that's a good
so Emma's been
okay.
talking to, she's
going
to be mad
flags.
I'm saying this. Emma's been talking to a couple guys in Fort Wayne, right?
Does she listen okay. to the podcast?
She's going to now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's go.
So... Okay. Guy's like, hey, I want to hang out. Come
okay.
to my house.
No, no.
Not that age.
No, not
well,
even that
not
age.
Even my
she's,
age.
Like,
I
she's
wanted.
18, but I'm like, you, like a guy should be willing to come to you at least.
Amen.
On,
yes,
at least
yes.
On the first
yes.
Date.
Good
yes,
job, Nick.
Yes.
Not on every day.
Not on every day.
Pick her up at least.
He should drive. He should pay. He should pick up. He should do all
yes.
these things.
That's one thing I've always been told is never. You always have the person come to you. Like, never, like, if they really wanted to be with you in your life, they would come to you. But as
get
a woman,
going.
As
yes,
a, no,
get those clappers going.
As a woman, though, that's
get
really
get your clapper
hard.
Going. What are you doing?
I'm
let's
sorry.
Go.
I'm trying to talk.
Okay, well, now we all got it. There we go.
It's really hard to do that, though, as a woman.
Why?
Well, because
I don't
we lower
know.
Our standards, and that's why we get jerks.
No,
let, you
this
lower
is
your standards.
Complete
yeah.
bull crap. This,
it's really
you feel bad?
Men,
I don't
you
know.
You shouldn't, because you're just empathic like
hey,
that.
Hey, Jenny, can
I,
you,
no,
Jenny,
honestly,
can you drive me around? I'll just sit over here
hey,
like
I
a
did
limp
have a lot of exes that didn't have cars.
Huh?
So. And one of them got mine stolen.
Okay, well, that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
But why anyway, do you not have a car?
Why
didn't, wait, can I
why
ask you another
they?
Question?
Yes.
Has every one of the people that you've dated paid for the meal?
No.
Mm-mm. I'm going to throw
oh,
this microphone
no.
through this window.
No.
Do we have windows I can throw things through?
But you know what? That's
not through here.
That's what?
As much as you think that's appalling, that ain't out of the ordinary.
That is... Nick.
It's not acceptable, but it's not.
When you start
there's
dating,
there's a big age gap between me and her.
The
and
guy
I'm
should be paying
you.
For everything.
The
yes,
guy should
I agree.
Pay for everything in all of his life.
In all of his life?
Yes. If
wow.
I found out my boys didn't pay for a meal, I would kick
ever?
Their ever.
Ever.
Ever. What? I would kick them to kingdom come. Their job for the rest of their life is to provide and take care of and provide environments for. This is what men do.
My
this
dad
what
still
men...
pays for my meal.
Huh?
My dad
that's
still
my
pays
point.
For my meal.
That's the point.
And I let them.
A man's job is a provider. A man's job is to take care of. A man's job is to do those things to
yeah.
allow a woman to be what God's going to be. Why would you ever say that it's important to put the woman in that position?
Well, it's society. It's what you're trying
it
to teach
is.
These
that's
men.
The truth.
Huh?
It's the truth.
Things have changed. Like,
I'm
people
gonna,
don't see it that way.
I'm going to die.
So,
dramatically.
But
I just can't
hard.
Even imagine going on a date ever in my life
uh-huh.
that if I
paying.
Said, go pay yourself. I might fall over dead. I would seriously, if I was sitting around and somebody said that, like if you're on a double date, yeah, and somebody like, pay for your own, oh, we're going, what's it called, Dutch or something? What's the thing called where you're like, you pay for each other?
Yeah, I think Dutch.
I'm like, Dutch you. I'm like, like, that's ridiculous. You're thinking this is okay? Like, for a man not to pay? Or a man not to drive? Or a man not to pick you up? Or a man not to pamper you?
No, I think it should be
that way. And a man not to take care of you?
I'm saying you're an exception to the rule. You've been married a long time to where that should be the standard. That should be the bare minimum.
Who's
but that's
teaching
exceptional.
These boys anything? Then?
Nobody. That's not, the problem.
That's why you're here.
They're not men. They're not men.
No, but I think women, and especially at a young age, I think they're like willing to allow this kind of stuff because they're afraid that they might not come to them. You know what I mean? So
no,
they're losing them. But this is like a younger mindset.
Okay.
Because this is how I've been. But like, I'm afraid that if I tell you to come to me, like if you really like me, you should come to me, that they won't. So you'll do anything to avoid that conversation and just go straight to them. Wow. But that's...
I guess I have a lot to learn.
They're just creeps. A lot of them are creeps. Even... Who? There's a big generation gap between us. The men you're talking
but
about.
But I was talking about. Wait,
you're just talking about a woman's mindset.
I'm talking about a woman's mindset.
Like a woman's mindset is they allow men. Because this is this
in
what you're both
world.
Saying? Listen to me. So is this what you're both saying?
I don't think it matters what age it is.
So
I think
the point is that because of a woman's mindset, you're allowing a man to not be a man.
Yes.
True.
And it's being accepted.
Yes. And guess what? A lot of the women that are accepting that also haven't had a strong father figure to show them that this isn't acceptable.
And feminism. I can never say that word.
Feminism.
Feminism.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, is a big thing right now. So there's that.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah, the point just is that if a man did his job, you will never convince me of this. If a man loves his wife or his girlfriend well, nobody's going to be like, oh, wow, that's not what I wanted. I think it's what every woman wants. I think every woman wants that in their
life. Heck yes.
Even if they grew up
please
with something
pay for
that's
everything.
Different. No, I'm not just saying pay.
Please
pay.
Oh my God.
Give me a wallet.
Pay. The whole idea that, like, this would be the example. Like, the whole idea is my responsibility for you. Uh-huh. If we were dating, my whole responsibility for you is to provide environments for you to become the woman that God's created you to be and take care of you and do everything possible so that you can do whatever God's called you to do. You have no...
Scripture.
I have to do these things just to survive. No, that's my job. My job is to do that for you and provide for you and to provide those opportunities for God to be able to unveil inside of you. Like, every woman would want that. I don't care what anybody said. I don't care what you grew up with.
Oh,
if
no,
you
yes.
showed them that, like if you showed them that, they would be like, where has this man been my entire life?
Exactly.
Right? You don't think so, Sherry?
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, because you're older, right? You've been through this. Would you agree that you look that you want a man like that in your life?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, and I just think even if you've grown up and even got to the place where you're very independent, because I think that's what happens sometimes. Is
like, if you grow up and be independent?
No, I'm just saying. Like, wouldn't you agree that, like, even for your own life, like right now, you're independent.
Yeah.
That's my point. So even that, like, you could be a strong, independent woman, but if a right man shows up,
that's true.
You could flip it.
Yes.
That's
you could
true.
Just flip
absolutely.
It. That's all I'm saying. Independence is made inside of a woman out of survival. Right? That's what happens.
Agreed.
You
I
get to the
that.
Independence mindset, because everybody gets mad about this. Like, she's an independent woman. I'm like, she's never had a man.
Right, a real
woman. That's true.
The real truth is that women get independence because this is the way God wired them. They're survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Women are survivors. Men become apathetic, so women have to become survivors. It's like this constant cycle that happens. And then people are mad because their wife's independent. I'm like, you made her that way. Like, you made her that way. If you were the man, she wouldn't be that way, because you're not going to convince me that woman out there, if you did your job right, would not be okay with not having to be independent or not having to have all the responsibility,
I
not having all the burden in their life.
Yeah.
Right? But we've created that because men have become absent, you know,
yeah.
and then they get mad about it. Like, I can't find a good woman. They're all independent. Well, be a good man. Show a woman what it looks like, right? If you could, no, I'm serious. Like,
no, for real.
Because you both have, you both have a strong sense of independence in your life.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you both have went down that road.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Are you single? Yeah, so you're both single in a way that you learn your independence, right? You learn how to go through the life and take care of yourself, and you've done a great job of it, and you're proud of it. But if somebody came along and said, I'm going to take care of you, you'd be like...
Yeah, I mean, well, for me, that's what I'm waiting for. Like, I'm not going to be in a relationship that I've been in before, and, like, it's not even worth
You're not
going to
settle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of settling on the dating apps.
There's a lot of settling on the dating apps.
Yes. Stay off the apps. But it's really nice because it's like you're shopping, you know? It's like when I was near Chicago, when we went into the retreat, I stayed up to like 2
You know what she was doing in her room? Because, it wasn't going over the drummer notes.
No, I hadn't gotten to the drummer notes yet.
Oh, okay.
But no, I was up forever because I was near Chicago, so it was a big city, so I had so many people around me.
That you were thinking about dating?
They were all good looking. I've never like experienced that on a dating app.
Oh, because it does like near you?
Yeah, so it does.
Yeah, so you got Huntington Bunker.
Yeah,
really?
So it's like, yeah, and you can determine like your radius. So mine's like, I think it's like 75 miles.
5,000 miles.
Right.
Yeah, so so that's how it works, is it like has a radius and it picks people that are close to you.
Listen, Craigslist killer and stuff. You need to stay off apps. They're no good.
Hey, it's okay.
The Craigslist killer?
Yeah.
It's how he got his women.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Off of Craigslist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, you make an advertisement for yourself?
They did. No. No.
Not you. No, I'm saying how did it work?
Yeah, they would. He would find them through personal ads in Craigslist, and then he would go
Like, you would put an ad out like you're selling
yourself?
Yeah, like
you want a man.
Like people looking on Craigslist to buy things, and they...
Oh, prostitution, yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's how cops find like, people. Like,
yes.
No,
yes.
I didn't know any of that. So anyway, anything else going on
and
in your life?
Stops.
See how we got off on that?
Like, I know.
We went from you were at a
conference. To that.
Yeah, to that. See, this is what's so cool about this podcast. Like, we can go just about anywhere.
Oh, yeah, we can just, on the color red. You can go off on that. You're wearing red. I don't know.
He's a red flag.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so what? I'm a red flag because I'm wearing red. Yeah, I know.
I never heard a guy say red flag before. I was impressed when you said
red
that.
Flag. Red flag. Run, run, run. Sounds the guy like doesn't drive you. Guy doesn't pay. Run.
Yeah.
Girls, listen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Run
so,
away. Emma. Okay. Anything else going on?
Nope. I think that's it.
Okay, Sherry, our special guest.
Yes.
Again, we've said Jenny does an incredible job. Jenny and Nick, they're the ones who put the podcast together, doing a great job being able to get it out. But Jenny's in charge of getting our guests.
Yes.
And so she has guests booked out. If you want to be a guest.
Yes, please.
Yes. Send us a comment.
Or a text.
At the end, Nick will show you how you can send a text.
We really
you
need
be
some
a guest.
Texts.
Huh?
We need people to text us.
No, I know. Yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah, you sent me my 2-page text. You put me on silent mode.
Yes.
Oh,
I had to work.
How do you know that?
Jenny's on silent mode. I thought, well, why text me two pages if you put me on silent?
I'm not put it on work mode. Yeah. Like you can do work, driving, all that, and it will tell people that you're on silent.
It's your nice way of saying, don't text me back or
disturb
me. No, I mean, you would still get it, but I wouldn't see it. Yeah, it says that.
Like that's what the focus work and something else is? I had no idea what that was.
If you do that and somebody sends you a text, it will say...
So if I say I'm working and you send me a text, it'll say I'm not listening to you?
Yeah, but it will say it like before you send a text.
I got in trouble for doing all my administrative drive. because you can't delete yourself out of the group, but I get tired of it.
I don't know.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Jenny gets our guests. Yeah. If you want to be a guest, text us and or find Jenny. Leave comments.
Anything.
Like, they could leave comments on the YouTube.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, I want to be a guest. We'd love to have you on. And if you're afraid, talk to any of our past guests, and they'll tell you it's a great time.
Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
They always say that it's not as bad as what they thought.
Yeah, no,
and
everybody
when
worries.
Can I do it again?
I thought I was actually, you said, could you fill in?
Yeah, she didn't
I
think,
thought I was a fill in. I thought, well, I'm clear. I don't have to.
You made that up.
No,
yes,
you
did. No,
it.
I did not.
She said, you want to fill in maybe on the 25th? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Oh, so it's possible that Sherry didn't listen to what you said?
Possibly.
Is that possible,
sure
Sherry?
Like, we'll go back to the text.
Yeah, we're going back to the like.
I said yes.
We were in.
I wrote you down.
We were after.
She had you down. I saw it in the schedule.
And we were down there and you said, well, possibly on the 25th if you want to fill in. I didn't hear from you. I thought, well, she found somebody.
We'll go back through the text.
And yeah,
then
yes.
You texted me yesterday.
Yes, go back
we'll
through
go
the
back
text.
I know I did because I wouldn't have wrote your name down specifically.
Didn't I say I thought I was a fill-in yesterday
you
when
did.
You texted me? I said, I thought I was
but
a fill-in.
But that doesn't necessarily mean
nobody?
That's right.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Here she is.
here's our special guest. Yes. Sherry, okay. Tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your life. Because I was saying before when we got on, like, I mean, I kind of know you. She says I should know her a lot better because she told me her story and I didn't listen.
Yeah.
Like, that's how the podcast started.
I know, that's hard to believe you don't listen.
Part two.
Okay, so I'm working on my listening.
I'm from Huntington.
Okay, here I am.
I've been here my whole life.
My listening skills. Ready, go.
Well, what do you want to know?
Everything. I mean, I don't even know. So you grew up here.
I grew up here.
Yeah, you got kids. What do you love to do?
I got two kids.
Are they older, younger?
Yep, older.
Okay.
One's 20, just had her 26th birthday. My other one's 19.
From And they're still around here?
Mm-hmm. And then I got a four-year-old grandbaby.
Who lives with you, right?
Delaney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's being a grandma?
I love her. Listen, she's, I don't know. I can't. I hope my daughter won't see this. I don't know if my old brothers were a little slow, but man, she's like, you know, everybody, oh yeah, my grandkid's super smart.
Right.
I mean, like holding on a conversation with somebody equivalent. And I'm like, what? And I always
with
said,
a 4 year old.
With a 4 year old.
Wow.
And I mean,
does she,
wow,
do you bring her?
Vocabulary.
Do you bring her to church?
Yeah.
I'll have to meet her.
You just don't. You just never know what you're gonna get.
Really?
And if she either she's not gonna talk to you, or you get full on
the full
like
on
a chewy
conversation.
Bar kid.
Like the who?
Chewy bar kids.
Chewy bar.
You know how they have those commercials, and they're like, just bite a chewy in case your kid says something. That's not really the.
This
line,
is not a
yes,
true
it
thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it isn't
no.
it, Nick?
Chewy bar.
Yes, there goes, was a commercial.
Hey, Nick, isn't it true?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, thank
give
you.
Your kid a chewy bar so that. They don't say something that you don't want them to.
That is not a
yes,
commercial.
Yes, it is. I'll find it.
No.
You want to bet?
Well, our producer's going to look while
that's
we're sitting
fine,
here talking
sing,
because there ain't
true.
No such thing as a...
Yes, it is. I
they did not
a
have a commercial that says, here's a chewy bar so your kids
yes,
don't talk.
Yes, it was.
Stop
no,
whispering.
No, I didn't lose the Florida one last week.
Tornado.
No, I did
never
not.
Found,
I,
never
it
found
doesn't
it.
Matter that you didn't find it. I found it. No.
Sherry, go ahead and remind her who won the bet. Last
no,
week.
We don't need to be reminded because I know.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's fine. Continue.
I don't even know what I say. But anyways,
tell us about your
Delaney.
Life. Delaney. Yeah.
You like being your grandma.
Yeah, I love her. She's a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't
Could
know.
Be a lot of fun.
So
yeah.
What do you do? How'd you end up at Life Church? So tell us some of that stuff.
Yeah, your job, everything. You don't know that story?
Dude, really?
Oh, my God.
I just can't.
I
can't. Okay, well, we know we can't bring up my brother's name. We
Wait,
remember.
Why?
And remember, I thought.
I know, but why?
Before
because
podcast,
he said.
Were you listening?
Yes, I know.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. Do
why
he?
Does he want
to
say
Oh, he's all over Facebook now. Yes, he does.
Basically, if you don't say his name, people will still know he's your brother.
No, people don't.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, I thought you think he's my wingman. Maybe he's a little ashamed.
He's that brother that doesn't want to be known.
Yeah, now he's like,
We can't
that's
know.
That's how it happened? Is he invited you?
He actually didn't invite me, did not invite me. But
not
I told you
so
this. Remember when we went to the orientation thing? You asked me the same story I told you.
Then orientation, that's actually not what it's
Discover
called.
Life.
Discover Life.
I got you.
You know what? Was I there? Was I there, Mike? Was I there? Were you listening?
You're asking me to remember things. You didn't even remember the name of the class.
Okay.
Discover Life.
I can see this is going well.
Discover
but anyways,
life.
I went to the, him and Thaddeus getting baptized, and Braden, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because Thaddeus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your friend.
Yes.
Son.
Yes. And then we end up here, and then some things transpired, and I was just really moved by the difference in Scott.
Oh.
There you
yeah.
go.
Oh, you said
Sorry,
his
Scott.
Name.
Sorry, now
you
we can
said
say it.
I even stuttered. Scott.
That's okay. So Nick bleeped it.
So yeah.
They think you just said a cuss word.
Yeah. Well, that'd
no,
be amazing.
No, that's real. But yeah, so Bleed. Then I thought, well, I'm coming next Sunday, and came the next Sunday with my friend, and then just continually started coming.
Well, did you say this in your story? Were you going to church before?
I went to church growing up, like Indiana Wesleyan. Pretty, I was
Indiana
raised
Wesleyan
Catholic.
The college.
Listen. St. Mary's is what we were raised Catholic.
Okay.
But then Indiana Wesleyan used to be across the street from my mom, and it was called Indiana Wesleyan because I went
Are
there
you
for like
serious?
5 years.
Indiana Wesleyan.
Yes.
That.
Not the university.
I'm thinking IU.
Yeah, right. Yes. That's what I was thinking of. Like, she went to the college for church. She was a little confused. Yeah, like, she go to college, but no, I think it's church. I can't believe you grew up Catholic. Mm-hmm. See, I don't think you said that in your story.
Mm-hmm. I even started Lista in Catholic private school and stuff at first, and then I was like, But, because I get real serious, and I'm like, this is where I need, I mean, I always had faith and believe in God and Jesus and all that, but I didn't quite know where I wanted to fit everything in. I didn't really, because when you're forced a religion when you're younger and you're taught it, is different than making your own
What's
decision.
What's this mean?
It's just something I do.
Okay, I'm just trying to decide.
That part of her life.
No, it's like I mean pages. This. Yep. This is like, sometimes people were like, in this, like, show me the money thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like,
well, that's part of the Catholic as well.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
They
oh,
make
yeah.
it rain with the
you
dollar
need
bills.
A projector for the classroom. Yeah.
Oh.
It is very,
So you're saying that
she didn't have a relationship.
No, I know.
No, right? Like, is that how you would?
I don't feel like the Catholic religion, I just didn't feel like for me, it's that much of a intertwined personal relationship. Yeah.
So your
at all.
Parents were Catholic?
My dad and his whole family.
Okay.
Very much so.
So they brought you guys up in the Catholic
mm-hmm.
church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you graduate, go to college? Did you go to college?
She had to have to
yeah.
have her job.
I kind of have to, don't I?
Why did you say it like that, smarty? Like I
don't know, smarty. Why'd you
All
ask
I'm
it like
saying
that?
Is, like, how would I
did
know that?
Did you go care? To school, Sherry?
I'm going to smack
Yeah,
you.
I went to school.
I didn't say it like that. I just asked if you went to college.
Yeah,
I did, and is that okay? Is that okay?
I didn't either. Nah,
well, I don't know. Are you still scarred by it, or have you need
no.
therapy? You
no,
good?
I'm
okay.
fine.
I
I'm good.
You were.
So, yes, you went to college.
Yes, I went to college.
She needed it.
Where'd you go to college?
IPF to
Indiana Wesleyan.
She thought she was in church.
I started out at Purdue, then ended up finishing IPFW.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you stayed around this area the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in and out of church, trying to figure it out, but then weren't going for a while.
I didn't go the whole time I was in nursing school for sure.
Okay.
I mean, it was just.
Yeah.
It was just here I go again. It wasn't, okay. That was no innuendo. It was just,
yeah.
But you're just so busy. It's a weeding right. process to go through school. And then you want to go on to your bachelor's and do this. And you're up in Fort Wayne working at all the hospitals. And it just, and then I didn't even know what I wanted to do. I kind of wanted to do the forensic nursing when I first got out.
Ooh.
But, and I did get a duo. And then I was going to, if it wouldn't have been more school and the ICU run, I wanted to do the flight nursing. I did a couple runs on that.
Oh,
I
that would have been
Samaritan.
Fun.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
What's the flight
trauma?
Nursing?
What do you mean?
The Samaritan being a flight.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about that last
running
week.
Running the lines and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you get a t-shirt when you fly on the Samaritan.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some serious bill. Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, wait, so do you know anything about it?
What, the Samaritan?
Yes, because I'm dying to know how they get their tools to stay intact.
What do you mean
their like,
tools?
I don't know. I just feel like stuff would be like
flying
around.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, it's moved. But yeah, they got all their stuff like into the, you know, everything.
But how
like,
do you,
in the compartments.
How do you hook up an IV on there? How do you hit a vein?
You're gonna hit it.
I think they hit the vein before you get in it.
Do they?
Well, everybody's got their own specific
Not
jobs.
If they're on
they
a mountain.
They have to be able to run art lines. Listen, they
art.
Can do anything.
Who's art?
Art line? Arterial line?
Oh, arteries?
Okay. Yeah.
They're all arteries.
Arteries?
No.
Arterial?
No, I'm just
it's
saying.
It is an arterial
Wait a second.
Vein.
What do you
There's
mean?
A, this is a different vein than.
That's an AC vein.
AC, which because stands
this.
For.
Your vein.
Are you one of those nurses that poke you 10 times before they
no.
actually
die?
Oh, my
no.
gosh.
No, and if you're going to do that, you
there's,
go on.
No, there's a rule now. There's a rule
they
now. They can only hit you twice.
Rule.
Well, you know
I
what?
I thought it's two for each
it's
nurse.
Three.
When Sherry was in the hospital, they used ultrasound.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah, so the guy's like,
now.
The lady's like this, like, dip, there it is.
That is
needle.
Awesome.
I'm like, why don't they do that for everybody?
Well, you know what? What I don't
Probably
understand, if you know you like your dialysis patients, people are going to be poked a lot. Why not start with the port? You know you're going to have a million draws.
No, I know, but even just like regular, it's cool that they have an ultrasound.
That is cool.
It
You're
is cool.
be able to do
that. And it's right on the money. You can even see
oh, yeah.
the little valves.
I used to
you
want one of those when I used
so
drugs.
Yeah. You what?
I used to want one of I used to want one of those when I used drugs. I would dream about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I was in the bathroom for 2 hours. What? It's truth. I'm serious. I was like, wouldn't that be so cool? I even looked on the internet for one.
The things that Jenny dreams about. I wish I had an ultrasound machine.
My veins are so bad.
Well, you know what? I was at Parkview at midnight one time working a long shift, and there was a user.
Yeah.
Why'd you point at her when you said that?
Because I'm talking her about it.
I understand.
Okay. You know, anyways, she had blown out her toes between her toes.
Oh, did she try to hit her toes?
Oh, listen, when I tell you it was everywhere, I had to get an order to be able to start her IV in her head. I was like, it was terrible. Wow. She had already blown everything.
You put needles in your toes?
Oh, if they can find a vein, they'll use their toes.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere. Jenny, did you use your toes?
I've used my feet, which was really bad because I had blown up veins and it's really painful where you can't wear shoes, but I had to work. Mm. So yeah. I mean, one time I had hit an artery and it completely, like, I was in a Hooters bathroom too when it happened. One of the times, cause I've done it many times, but my whole arm got like huge.
Infiltrated?
And I'm wearing a tank top. So my arm's huge. My hand is
You're serving wings and at Hooters.
Yes. So yeah. Desperation.
Yeah.
But anyways, the veins.
Yeah. So anyways, the college.
Yes.
So I went to college.
And then went on, and that's when I went to Huntington University through the Excel program for a while because I was going to be a nurse practitioner. That burnt me out real quick. I was like, okay, I just need a break.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And that's when I reconnected with Dan Boggs, and we hung out for a while. He cracks me up. And I think he was actually going for missionary at the time.
Yeah, that's what you said. I remember that part of your story.
Yeah, he's
I don't know.
Diverse. He's a diverse friend.
Oh. So here's a like question for you, because we had this discussion last night at men's group. So when you came to Life Church, what was it that was like? Because again, you're talking about, and I'm going to assume this, years of not really being involved in church, right? Is that fair to say? Mm-hmm. To now you come on a regular basis, highly involved, right? Like
she falls downstairs.
excited about like what God's doing. What happened? Like, why is it that people can go years of like in and out, and then you just what is it that's different?
I think that's an open-ended question. What does it? It only takes that moment, I guess. I don't know. Either you feel it or you don't. I mean, it was. I don't know. Maybe it was all the chaos. Maybe because my life is kind of chaos.
Yeah.
And it's not super structured like somebody, you know, up and down. And
whoa.
I think I just caught COVID.
That was a really intense sneeze.
Well, I don't ever let him out.
Why?
There's a lot of cleaning up to do after that.
Oh, that's
so
gross.
I'm like, just hold them all in.
There you go.
And I'm a germphobe.
That's unhealthy.
Thank you.
Well,
So this was what we talked about. Is it possible? Because this is what I was asking the question last night. Because we're getting ready to go into we're going to study Revelation. So that's going to be the next 8 weeks that we're going to be talking about.
I've heard that a couple times.
So we were talking about this idea of, like, people have came to Life Church. Like, this is the part that surprises me. And Jenny did some stories on some of these people. But, like, they've been in church for 30 years. Like, these have been people who have been in church for 30 years. And then they come to Life Church, and it's like something completely new happened. Or somebody that wasn't going to church at all. And then they show up, and it's like just their whole life changes and their perspective changes. So I said, is it really the fact? Because we're all preaching from the same Bible, right?
Right.
It's pretty the presentation of it, though. You're not normal. You're not normal.
That was a compliment, though.
It is a compliment, because the first time I seen him, and then even today when he says, that little sucker swimming around in a sweater, I'm waiting for him to dread, I'm like, is this really Sunday morning?
Story. Oh, the dog.
I was like, and then like I realized, I'm thinking I'm almost got my mom here, because I was like, she goes, well, did you go to church? She almost mocks me. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, well, was it moving? What did he talk about? I said, a little dog in a sweater, and he caught him like a little sucker. And she's like, no. I said, yes, he did. I said, it isn't normal. She goes, no, none of you guys sound normal to me. So I think that little, like, I remember when Scott's like, he was talking about us. I hear him talking. We almost mock Scott, too, honestly.
Like before?
Yeah.
So the way your mom's mocking you,
I kind of, she's like, you know, you drink the juice, you know, my mom's rotten. She's old. They do whatever
they want. She needs to come.
And when Scott was like, yeah, you know, my preacher, blah, 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 I got this done. He wanted me to see the Bible so bad that he he got made and this and how traumatic. I heard about you. And I'm like, you know, Scott's a lot of work all by himself. I'm like, okay. And then he talked about the baptism stuff. Anyways, I remember seeing him first. And I was like,
why are you laughing, Jenny?
I'm just waiting.
Jenny's over there cracking
because
up.
She's funny.
Because I was like, I remember seeing Scott and he's in his shorts and his t-shirt and Braden and Thaddeus. And I'm sitting there and Scott's going on and on. And he's like, I think trying to introduce Mike or I don't know. I don't even know who he is. And yeah. I'm just like, and he's just, not that it would have mattered.
Right.
I was just kind of like, you know.
You were confused your first time.
First time. And, you know, yeah. I don't want everybody touching me. And
yeah.
Just, you know, let me get through this.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. And then I seen him. And matter of fact, I think Scott walked up once and Misty Harris or mm-hmm. Travis uh-huh. or one of them. I don't know. I turned around and thought, I think it was Travis. I turned around to talk to Travis, and I'm pretty sure I cut Scott off from introducing me to him.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, that was rude. Scott was trying to, you know. And Scott was like.
Just his brother.
Scott was so joyous, though. He's like in a different element. He's yeah. like so joyous. I'm like, yay, you know. And then later on, they go to get baptized, and he's like, yeah, that's the preacher. And I was like. Really? Here's my face. Really? That is?
That's an iconic face.
I was like,
make that the still for YouTube.
I just thought, wow. And then he got up and he was preaching. You know, he's changed. He's got his cowboy boots on and stuff. And I'm like, what? I'm like, gosh. What kind of crap is this? I'm going to pay attention. And I don't know. I think maybe that is the difference.
Here's what I think.
Huh. It just like got your attention.
It did get my attention. I'm thinking. And it makes you feel more real too.
But here's the thing. I think it captures, like I think presentation, worship, environment can capture your attention. But
yeah.
to change your heart, God has to be present. Because here's
yes,
what I said.
I believe that.
Here's what I believe. And the guy said this in small group last night. And I think this is really true. God has removed his presence from churches today. Certain
yes.
churches. Like you can meet, you can gather, you can be together, you can do that. But his presence is not there. Because you can't explain. Like Tad called me today and we were talking about this. Like you can't explain how lives are changing and the things that are happening. Like the small group that I'm involved in, what's happening here at Life Church, there is no explanation to people who are coming in or people who are coming to small groups. And I mean, I'm seriously like, things are just changing. We're not talking about like, oh, I came to church and I quit smoking. We're like, no, my life has changed.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
life is changed. And that doesn't happen because of eloquent preachers. There's tons of them. It doesn't happen because of great worship. It happens because the presence of God changes people's lives. And I don't think some churches have it. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I think God has said, you know what? If you're not going to be real, if you're not going to preach truth, if you're going to compromise, if you're going to not stand up for what is right, why would I be there? Like from God's perspective, mm-hmm. why would I honor mm-hmm. that compared to the churches that are just saying, you know what? We're going to say what's true. We're going to be obedient as possible. Use us as vessels. We don't really know what we're doing, but at the end of the day, it's all for you. I think that's why even here at Life Church is that people come in and they're like, something's different, you know? And you can point out like, well, maybe the worship's different or the preacher's different. What's really different is the presence of God wasn't at your church mm-hmm. and it's here today. You know, and that's what's changing the lives of people. Like, I think mm-hmm. that is what's going on, you know, and I think we need to pay attention to that because at the end of the day, there's tons of great preachers, right? And there's tons of great worship leaders and there's tons of great buildings that people can go into, but right. how many of them have the presence of God? You know, because that's what's really changing the lives of people. Like, mm-hmm. if you hear their stories, it can't just happen because let's be honest. You might look at me and you say, wow, preach, you know, I heard it and you're kind of relatable. But let's be honest, how many messages can you really remember?
Well, I write them down. So.
No, I know, but without
I
going,
a lot of
no,
messages.
I know, but without going back my to Bible them, how happened. Many of them were like, I remember this and it completely changed my life?
No, but you know what you do? You put in realistic parables and stories, which just like the dog in the sweater, I remember. So you're getting the message across, but you use kind of that you're human, you're normal.
Right.
And I'm not perfect.
Right.
That a lot of preachers don't admit they're not perfect. You know
but
what
the,
I'm saying?
Yeah, but the point is like you can take all of those things, but the true heart change happened when you put those two things together and God did
That's
something.
That's true.
right? Like God did something.
Don't you feel like it's high alert right now, though? Don't you feel like
what's that mean? Like what's high alert?
Like so, like God, Jesus, people coming into more faith, and like things happening that I wouldn't have never dreamed I'm seeing. And there's no way to justify it but Jesus and God.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's it's through Christ. I mean, who would think people move out of your lives and these people move in? And just like, you know, my uncle I go see every morning who I grew up with. I mean, grew up telling me, when you're dead, you're dead. There's mm-hmm. no God. Let's not talk about it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, he's old now. He's in the nursing home for 5 weeks for PICC line therapy. And I see him every morning.
Okay.
Through me, never. My mom always told us, don't even bring up a God around him.
Right.
And you know, he's an old farmer. He's
yeah.
He's you with no Jesus, no nothing.
Right.
And he's a little rough around the edges. And he, one morning, I go over there every morning before I go to work, have to get up earlier yet, and donut and coffee, because he's miserable being in a nursing home. Who wouldn't be?
Right.
You're only 5 weeks. You aren't stuck forever. But he's sitting there one morning. He's like, what do you think about God? Do you believe in God? And I was like, no way am I having this moment.
But you want to know why? It's because you are different. And so you're seeing things different, and people are seeing things different on you. And that's why people around you are getting touched. Because when one person changes, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people around them change because they see something within you. And it's high Jesus for you right now because everything's making sense because you know a different, like, you're a different person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and without making this sound weird, seriously, when the presence of the Holy Spirit falls upon a person and their life changes, that leaks.
Yes.
Right? Like that, that is a part of what we're doing. And that's what I keep coming back to is that the end of the day, the most important thing for us as a church and as people is to say, we're going to honor God in a way that his presence is here because it's the only thing that changes things. Mm-hmm. We can keep people's attention with worship like Nick. All that he does from a video perspective mm-hmm. to keep people's attention is because we believe that if you can keep their attention long enough, the Spirit is going to get them.
Right.
Like we think the presence of God is going to get them. Like we just want to do enough to keep your attention, mm-hmm. right? Because we already know that as much as Nick does, or as much as Corinne does, as much as I do, or much as we do on this podcast, at the end of the day, we're only creating environments for the Holy Spirit to get you. Because when it gets you, like, there's no explanation that any message or any worship song or any one instance or thing that a church did changed your life the way that we're seeing it right now.
Right.
Like, God is, there's revival, mm-hmm. right? And the revival isn't because, you know, of preachers, right? The revival isn't because of music. The revival is because the presence of God, and I'm just speaking for Life Church, I don't know where anywhere else, but God is present at Life Church right now. And I mean, doing things mm-hmm. that are unexplainable.
Yeah.
Like you can't even explain some of the stories
yeah.
of people here, some of the people that are coming to church
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
You can't explain that yeah. story with, well, the preaching was better at this church than it was in my other church.
Like yeah, that ain't going to keep you.
That's
my
point.
That ain't going to keep
you. But I do think it opens up, like, if you go to a certain church and you're always used to one thing, I think when you go and you hear that, you're completely shut off. But if you go and it's something different, then you're open and you're kind of more ready to hear. Well, and then the presence of God. I think all of it can change lives, like, together.
Like, think about this, Jenny. Like, this is what I was trying to say. And I mean, you guys give me your feedback on this. Like, this is the part that bothers me. People will stay inside of a church mm-hmm. because it's what they've went to for their entire life. And the presence of God isn't there. And you're going to stay? Like, you think about the warnings that he gives us. Like, you're really going to do that? Like, you're going to stay there with false prophets. You're going to stay there with no baptisms, no life change, no stories, no nothing. Like, you're going to just stay there.
But if they've been there all their life, how are they going to know any different?
Because you're reading the Bible.
No, not necessarily.
What?
Yeah, they have. If they're not going to Scripture, they're not going to know.
Yeah.
You don't think that the Holy Spirit's going to reveal a conviction to them, like, you shouldn't be here?
I mean, I would hope so.
Well, maybe not if they're just going to church on Sunday and living their lives.
Well, that's my point. Then they weren't seeking the guiding of the Holy Spirit. You could not.
But maybe they weren't being led.
I mean, Nick, what do you think?
Maybe they weren't led to do that, though.
Huh? Led to do what?
Maybe they weren't led to be in the Bible and to do these things.
Wait, yeah, they got to be led to be in the Bible because that's what it tells us. Right. Like the Holy Spirit tells us. But I'm just sitting here saying.
You're the first one I've ever heard say, if you don't trust what I say, read the Scripture.
Yeah, you shouldn't trust me.
Anytime I think, I'm like, you know, he'd tell you to find the scripture.
No, I'm just saying you should never trust the preacher.
Right. Yeah, and I don't.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Because I've seen plenty of preachers that take topics that they want, right? Like the topic that they want to support, and they'll go find scripture that supports it. Like cherry pick out the scripture to support the thing that they want. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're supposed to do. Right, we're not supposed to be out there. Well, I got a topic that I really like, and I'm going to go cherry pick scripture out of context to support what I want you to believe. Like, that's just not the way it's supposed to be.
But that's what happens, and that's what people are doing, and that's what they hear. So that's all that they think. They believe it. They don't go for any more. You know what I mean? They don't go to fact check. They don't do anything else because they're not being led to know to do that.
Well, so let me ask you: is that scary to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That there,
yeah,
there
your,
are,
the rest of your life depends on it. Yeah.
Well,
it
I mean, you think about this. This guy brought this up at small group. He said there are tons of churches where the preacher is leading the people to hell.
Yes.
You think that's true?
Yeah. Well, that's what you just talked
about. Yes. You just said it. Yes.
That I know, but that's like put it in a really frank way.
Guess what? He'll be in the deepest pit of hell. Promise.
I'm just saying, like, wow. I mean, again, that's scary.
It is.
That's scary to the fact that people would continue, because that's when he writes the letters to the churches. So that's what we're going to be talking about coming up. When he writes the letters to the church, he says, you know, you're doing some stuff right, but here's a warning. Like, here's the warning. And he says, you need to listen. Like, and if you don't listen, like the presence or the lampstand or like it's gone. Right. So this is your warning. Do something about it. And I'm like, we better have ears to hear.
What if they've never been told the warning? What if they've never read that? You know, what if they've never been led to
I know.
That?
It's a form of, I mean, a lot of people are ignorant too.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's what I was saying, Jay.
Yeah,
like,
that
it's
is scary.
Scary. Like,
but
it's
if you
scary.
Don't know, are they still going to go to heaven or not?
Well, so forget the heaven and the hell pieces. Like, I'm saying, if you are seeking the Lord, right, and the Holy Spirit is living in you and you're a Christian and you do really care whether or not you're being obedient to the Holy Spirit, wouldn't they give you this sense of like you're in a bad place?
Yes.
Right? What I don't think happens is I don't think people are seeking that.
Well, I don't think people know about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, maybe that's a problem.
Because a lot of churches don't talk about the Holy Spirit.
Right, but I just think we got to do a better job of helping people recognize what's real, like, and the Holy Spirit's living inside of you, and the Holy Spirit's going to, the life change that happens, like, too many people take credit for it. Like, don't take credit for it. Like, it isn't the preaching, it isn't the teaching, it isn't the worship, it isn't your great church. All your church did is keep the attention and was obedient for the presence of the Holy Spirit to come, but what really changed that person was the Holy Spirit. You know, the presence of God changes a person's life, you know, and changes you dramatically. And so we as churches should focus on the most important thing at Life Church is, we can keep your attention, but the most important thing is that we honor God in the way that he wants to be here.
Right.
Right? That he wants to be here. And so when you walk in the door, you can look around and you'll be like, something's different. Well, what's really different is you just walked into a church where the presence and the falling of the Holy Spirit is happening. Like, the presence of God is here. And if you give him one inkling to your heart, he's going to capture you. Right? And I mean, those are the stories that we're hearing. He's going to capture your heart. And if your heart's open, and that's what I was trying to say to people, because at this small group, not everybody goes to Life Church. And I'm just saying, this has nothing to do whether Life Church is right or wrong. The point is, if you're going to a church right now where there is no fruit, stories are like, why do we tell Jenny that the most important thing that we can put out on social media is stories? You know, we talk about to Nick and Jen, because stories are a representation of life change.
Right.
Right. And so you need to be a part of something where there's stories. If there are no stories, why are you there?
Nothing's moving.
Yeah. Why would you stay then? Like, why would you be a part of something that there are no stories of life change? You know, and it's our responsibility. And that's why Jenny and Nick's responsibility of getting these stories out are so big, because you know how many stories are at Life Church right now? You know how many stories of life change there are? You know how many people that are like, I don't even know how to explain it, but something inside of me is completely different? I mean, it's over and over again. And I'm just telling people, if you want to be a part of a revival, be where there's stories, right? Be where there's places where that kind of stuff's happening. Because who doesn't want to be a part of where God is, right? Who wants to just go to church to go to church? Regardless if the preacher's good and they have music, it's still an hour.
I know, you could
be doing something else with.
For sure.
I remember thinking, oh, Sunday's all about. I'm not giving Sunday up. Now I'm like,
oh my gosh. Sometimes 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah. But see, my point is if you're coming into the presence of God, you're getting there.
Yes.
No, oh, nobody has to guilt you into coming to church.
No. Yeah. And actually, it's something you look forward to. How about learning to get into the Bible and be scripture? I used to be like, now I'm like, oh, I just lost an hour. Crap, I'm late. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a miracle. I'm not big on school burnt me out on reading.
Yeah, no, right.
But now I'm just hooked. Oh, and it's over and over, and this leads to this, and I lose so much time.
But when you agree, Sherry, like, oh, that only happened because God got a hold of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, and it changed your heart. And at the end, all we're doing is supporting the life change that God's doing in Sherry's life and Jenny's life and in my life. We're just supporting it, and we're encouraging it, and we're coming alongside of it. But we're not the ones who did it.
But I think it's hard to say that. I think it's easier to say good music, good, you know what I mean? Because it's they're comparing it to the other church when really they're leaving God out of it.
Yeah, like, I would agree.
Because I hear that a lot.
The main thing is God.
No, but listen to this. I just talked to somebody the other day. Their church is like dying, right? So they were aging out. So you know what their answer is? Bring in a younger preacher. And I'm like, okay, so you bring in the younger preacher and God's still not there. What the world makes the difference? But you know how people do that? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, things are dying, so we just need to bring in a better preacher or a better... That isn't it. Like, it isn't it. Like, just... You've missed the boat. If you want something to be happening at your church, first of all, how did you go that long and be dead?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I think when God's done with Life Church, he's done with Life Church.
Yeah.
Right? And it'll close the doors and it'll be over with. But to exist and be dead, who wants to do that?
Yeah, don't try to open that door that's already been closed.
Right. So if you want to be a part of something, be a part of something that there's life change, there's things that happen. And when there isn't life change, is it really the preacher? Is it really the music, or is it something else broken inside of here? Because doesn't God want to be a part of something that's honoring him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, doesn't he want to be? And again, not to say that you shouldn't pick a good communicator and that you shouldn't pick good worship. Like, those are ways to capture attention so that Sherry can bring her friends.
Right.
And it's not like, oh, that was weird as crap. Right. Like, and you can't keep their attention.
We still may say that's weird as crap, but again.
Yes.
But the point is it gives you an opportunity to bring your friends.
Right.
Like, you create an environment so you can bring your friends so their attention can be captured long enough for the Spirit to get them. Right.
Exactly.
Like, that's the whole idea. I just don't understand. And that's what's so difficult to me is how somebody could exist inside of a church where there is no fruit. And there are no stories.
Have you ever been to a church like that?
I grew up in a church that way.
Okay.
When I was dating Sherry, even when I wasn't a Christian, and I got to the place where God called me to, like when I was a Christian, he called me into ministry. For all of my years of growing up in the Methodist church and all of those years of dating Sherry and going to the Methodist church, I never saw one person get baptized. And I never heard one story of like, God has revolutionized my life.
Oh, wow.
Not one.
That's amazing.
Not one. Like, I never heard any of those things. I just went to church, and you had the preacher, and some preachers were better than the other, because in the Methodist church, they rotate them.
Yeah.
You know, so every however many years, you get a new one, and you listen to a new one. And I never saw somebody be baptized, and I never saw a story of life change. I never heard anybody get up and say, like, I was wrecked, and God saved me. Like, and this is what he's doing. Or I was here in my life, and God revolutionized, and somehow my decision-making is so much different than the way it used to be, because God got a hold of me, and you can see it now. I never heard any of those things.
That's so crazy.
Well, I mean, listening to these guys talk in small group, I don't think that's rare. Like, I think it's happening in a lot of churches today. Do you think? Not?
Yes.
No, I do. But I just think it's crazy that none of that was happening, because, I mean, I've been to churches where a few things weren't happening, but not like a whole as a whole.
What do you think, Nick? I mean, do you think that it's a commonplace that people go to church, even in bigger churches, and never see this, like, God revolutionized my life and all my decisions are different because of it? And that's, like, commonplace. Because I think it should be commonplace.
Yeah.
Right?
It should be commonplace.
But it's not.
No.
Right? That's what I was saying. Do you think it's commonplace?
No.
Yeah. And the question is then, why? Why isn't it? Because when Jesus, here's the funny thing. If you look inside of Scripture, when Jesus showed up somewhere, who was attracted to him?
Everybody.
People who didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
People had no relationship with him, but all of a sudden they were attracted to him. So if Jesus is in the room, the unchurched were attracted to him. Why isn't that? If Jesus is in the room, right? If Jesus is present in your church, why wouldn't the unchurched be attracted to him? And I've just said, you know what the problem is? Jesus ain't in the room. And I don't want to break it to you. Jesus ain't in the room. You know, and I think too many times we're trying to figure out how to create environments without Jesus.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you're kind of giving me a look. Like, what do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to think sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really know. Like, this is more of like what's been laid on my heart. Because mm-hmm. I really think that too many times we think way more about just capturing attention or just creating environments or just creating this, not for lack of a better term, show that will manipulate the emotions of people that only lasts for a while.
Mm-hmm. You'd fail. Yeah, you'd
because
fail.
Churches do only, this. Like, you see this in churches. Lots of churches are really good at putting on a show to manipulate your emotions, and then you get really emotional, and then nothing changes. You know what I mean?
Every like, have
you
ever been a part of... Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Right. Like, you've been a part of, like, this is big Sunday. Manipulation of your emotions, and then you're like, oh, I'm so emotionally, and then nothing,
Sunday.
And then nothing ever changes, and you just come back to another manipulative, right. emotional
right.
thing.
Yeah,
that there's a lot of passion that goes in it, but never any life change, right? Where I'm saying, yeah, keep their attention, but at the end of the day, preach truth, live truth, honor God, and if Jesus is in the room, your life's going to change. I don't have to manipulate you at all. I don't have to make you feel guilty. I don't have to play with your emotions. I don't have to do any of those things. God's in the room. You're getting changed.
Yeah.
If you open up a little bit of your heart, that's what he says. I stand at the door and knock. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what we're trusting. People coming on Sunday, I'm standing at the door and knocking. I'm knocking, I'm knocking, I'm knocking. If you open that door a crack, he's coming in. And there's not one thing that the church can do in the history of the church that can do what opening that door does.
Mm-hmm. Problem right? is no one's showing them that door.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I think that's the point is, I think that's what we really have to think about. Like, yeah. I think we really need to focus on how do we continue to create environments where God's going to show up, because he wants to be there. And the only reason he's not going to be there is because the church decides to not honor him. Right?
Yep.
Well, he's already here. So
I don't know. Is that true? Is it true?
I feel like he is. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
And I don't think it's just in the building. I think you've got.
It goes through the people out in the world.
Yeah, and but I do think a lot of Huntington churches are missing that component.
No, I want to talk about that. So let's talk about that. You said like God's everywhere, right? So like you're saying.
No, I'm saying within. Okay, what does everybody? My mom's a prime example. You can be a good person and not go to church. He's mm-hmm. not right in there. Churches are. Built for like-minded people to worship.
Are they? That's what you.
I feel like if you're looking for salvation, am I going to go down to the bar to find it? No.
Some people do.
I mean, some people do, but do I think you feel it or you don't? I know when I walked in that day, I felt something different.
Right.
Or I wouldn't have stayed.
No, I know. So let's stick with that. So first you said, well, God is everywhere, not in the building. But when you walked in the building, something changed.
Yes.
Why?
Well,
if God's everywhere.
Yeah, he's everywhere. But listen.
I'm listening.
You jumped.
Okay.
If the building was here by itself with no people in it. Yeah, could Jesus, God, still, Holy Spirit, still be in the building?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, but it's who the church is built with, and I do believe they're definitely guided and supported.
Mm-hmm.
This church is phenomenal. You don't hide no numbers. I mean, I don't even know how the numbers are that good. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and you guys really don't run it like a business. It is what it is for a reason. It's a mm-hmm. blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying like this whole, and I think this is like, you'll see it throughout scripture. Like I would agree, is God everywhere? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and so why restricted in building? But there is something to be said with when the people of God gather together,
come together.
And that he is there when they gather together in his name, that there is this idea that the gathering together in his name, that's what I'm talking about, like the presence. When he says in his name, it doesn't mean you're just showing up and be like, yeah, Jesus. No, in his name means in his will, right? In the things that about his business. When you show up together about his business, he's going to be there. All I'm saying is, and that's what you're feeling when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
When there are people gathered together that are about his business, you're going to feel something that's different. And I'm just telling you, people can gather together and not be about his business, and he's not going to be there. That's all I was trying to say, is that you could gather together, and if you're not about his business, he's not showing up. right? I don't think it's just a given that God's in the world and he's just going to show up. Like, I think showing up means that he's going to invade your heart.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I mean. It. Like, I think that's the difference is that when you're about his business and you gather together and he shows up, things change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what we're trying to figure out.
Have you been to any other churches in Huntington? Have you ever? Well, I didn't think so from the welcoming you got when you came, but that you talked about. But there is a difference. You should like be undercover and go in and feel it. Because you cannot feel, I mean, you'll feel immediately the missing chunks of it. And it doesn't matter how welcoming people are. It don't matter who's there. You'll feel it.
Yeah, this is
I've been to 4 different churches here in Huntington for whatever reason to support somebody else or whatever and just go, no.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to say, because I want to make sure that like, you've listened to our podcast or watching. This isn't about like propping up Life Church.
No.
This is just to bring awareness. Like this is to bring an awareness. Mm-hmm. The awareness to say, listen, the warning is the warning, right? And this isn't to prop. I only know what I know, which is I'm involved in a small group and in a church where I'm seeing people change, and I'm listening to these stories, which this has been on my heart for a long time because I'm baffled. Like, I'm really baffled by this, is that somebody could be in a church, like I've heard the story, somebody could be in a church for 30 years, and it wasn't just being in a church. These are people that were highly involved inside of the church and sat in one of my classes and said, I now feel like a baby Christian.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's sad. That's terrible.
Well, I mean, it's sad and a celebration at the same time, because inside of this is all what I'm saying is that in both of these churches, we're preaching out of the same Bible. We're, again, it's the same scripture. So what is the difference? How can you walk into a place after you've been somewhere for 30 years, come in somewhere, and then all of a sudden it's like, I feel like a baby Christian, like God's revolutionized everything in my life. Yeah, maybe my preaching's a little bit different, which I'll take that, but we're still preaching the same word. Mm-hmm. The issue is, and the warning, that's I guess all I'm saying is not that we're better than anybody else. The issue just is, heed the warning. Gather in his name. Stay strong in the midst of persecution. Stand up for what is right. Stand on his word. Take the heat that you need to take, because the only thing that's really important is whether or not he's here. Because if he's here, things will change. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that's what we got. I think we have to heed that warning.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and hopefully that helps us understand more, like, what are we trying to do? You know, and how do we try to get to those places? Because if Jenny invites her friend, this is what I can be confident in. If Jenny invites her friend, we might make some mistakes in the video, and we might make some mistakes in the message, and I'm probably not the most glamorous speaker, and, you know, probably don't have the English language down to where it should be, or, you know what I mean? Yes. But I can guarantee you this, if she brings a friend, the Holy Spirit's going to touch her. Like, I already know that. Like, I already know because of the business of what's happening. If she walks in with somebody or if I bring somebody, I can trust that God's going to do some amazing things.
Yeah.
So we are an hour and 19 minutes into.
No, that's, remember, we didn't start on time. So no, we're I like, fixed it. Oh, you did fix it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So we're an hour and 19 minutes into it.
All right. So,
we need to wrap up. So we need to wrap up, right? Like, we might be given. So again, think through this from the standpoint, like, we didn't really get to talk about what Taylor talked about on Sunday, which is essentially, but we can tie this together. So Taylor talked about, you're not guaranteed tomorrow, so you should be living for today, and don't put off, you know, the things just because you think you have the opportunity, and shared about Scott and, you know, his, you know, it's passing. And again, nobody ever expects those things to happen, but they do.
Right.
And those things happen, and they did. And so he preached or helped us understand, like, don't think that you're going to be guaranteed tomorrow. And a lot of what we've talked about inside of here, so then what do you do, right? So if you're not guaranteed tomorrow, what should we be doing and how should we be spending our life? And what we have just talked about is that this whole idea about being about his business, you know what I mean?
Like exactly that.
Doing his will.
Right.
And letting him do what you can't. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's honestly what we've all said. Because we've all tried to change people.
Yeah.
I mean, we've said a lot of things in here, but we've all tried to change people.
Right.
Right. And we've all tried to work hard to see their lives be completely different. But I think what we settled on today is like, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that's going to change them, the only thing that's going to get them, like, we can give them motivation, we can give them tools, but the only thing that's going to revolutionize the heart of a person is God. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Jenny, we'll start with you. Okay. So advice, so thoughts. If you're in an audience and you're listening today and you're processing this whole idea, like, I need this, like, because mm-hmm. I do think this is where some people are. Like, I've been trying really hard and nothing's changing, you know, and or they're at this place of trying to make a decision. Where should they be at church, mm-hmm. or what should they be doing so that they can see this life change? If you could give them any personal advice of things to be doing, anything that you would have or thoughts for
right.
them?
Right. So I don't know, because that's a tricky question, because does this person realize that they're not getting what they need? So
yeah, so I'm saying this person's out here right now and they're like, you know what? I listened to this podcast.
Oh, okay.
And something okay. inside of me right now is saying, I want what Sherry has. Like, Sherry just talked about something. Like, and Sherry is me, mm-hmm. right? Like, Sherry is, I'm in this right now, in and out of churches. I don't really make it. Yeah. want what she has, or I want what you had. You went from this to now there's right. this. And so how do people get to that place? How do they...
Well, I mean, if that was me and I was hearing somebody's story like mine or yours and I resonated with it, I would, you know, try to do what they had done.
Okay.
So that I would look to them for support mm-hmm. in a sense, but not necessarily reach out. Mm-hmm. I would say if that was me.
You don't want them to call you?
Please don't call.
Not necessarily. But like, I mean, if you couldn't. So say
no, I understand.
So yeah, say sure. like somebody is far away and they don't know me or whatever or yeah. you and we touched them. Like, if that was similar to my story, I would follow in the same footsteps.
Yeah.
Just, it makes you like rethink your life. And that's the same thing with stories, is stories, when they're told, they are resonated with people that mm-hmm. need to hear them. And then whenever you're telling a story, you always, we do this as people, we put ourselves in it. So if you're telling a story, it can connect with me in a different way because I'm relating it to my life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and that's how people heal. Well, it's the same thing with stories. So I would take what you did and apply it to my life.
And Jenny, could I add this to maybe what you're saying? Sure. Is like, listen to the story, but find the catalyst of where that story happened.
Right.
Because you need to surround yourself in a place where it catalyzes or it brings up those things. Because mm-hmm. I'm yeah. listening to Sherry's story. So if I was out here and I'm listening to what you guys are talking about, I want to go to where this is happening. Mm-hmm. Because where this is happening is obviously God is.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to stand on the outside hoping that I change, but I'm going to go in there and I'm just going to say, you know what, I'm going to be obedient today. I don't have the answers and I don't know what's right, but I know there, whether yeah. it's mm-hmm. Life Church or somewhere else, mm-hmm. that God is there, because I see it in the stories. I heard it in the lives of people. So yeah. I'm going to go there and I'm going to open my heart. Mm-hmm. God, I don't know what you want to change. I don't know what you want to do. And I don't even know if this is the right place to be, but I'm trusting you that if I'm here,
definitely,
that
yes.
you're going to capture
yeah.
me. Right. So mm-hmm. that's what you're saying. Essentially, yes. listen to the stories, but go to the place where the catalyst is,
right.
you know, so that you can experience some of the same thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, that's just like reviews on anything. Like, you tell stories to get somebody to get your product.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody has something that you want, you will want to have, like, you will just want to go through the same steps.
Get yeah. Jesus cream?
Yeah.
Is that what
you're saying? Jesus cream.
Jesus cream?
Is that available? $4.99.
No, I think to pray, get into scripture, yeah. be around people.
Like-minded,
that
yeah.
are like-minded. I think that helps a lot. And you start to see all these things open up and all your perspective kind of changes. Mm-hmm. And you see things you haven't seen before and you're like,
that's
oh.
cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's also annoying too.
Do what?
Said it's also annoying too.
What is?
Dang it, now I have to be a good person because now I feel bad.
Huh?
I never feel like, dang it.
I know, it's a joke. It's a joke. Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah.
No, so I'm saying, so I think we can wrap it up with this, is that here's what we want more than anything. And I think this is for us individually, and mm-hmm. I think this is for us as a church, and this is honestly for us as a podcast. I mean, we do all of this, you know, and it's a lot of fun, and we talk about a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, we're praying that God invades your life, mm-hmm. not just
yeah.
touches you. Like, yeah. we're praying
consumes
God...
you.
No, we're praying God invades you and changes the decisions of your life, like changes radically the things that you're doing, because mm-hmm. we believe with that comes life change. We believe with that comes revival. We believe with that you're going to see, like, all the things that we were talking about in the beginning mm-hmm. that's wrong with the men. Like, I'm praying for revival. Like, I really am. I'm not praying that these guys just stop playing video games or stop. I'm right. praying for a fatherless generation to be raised up to be Amen. Warriors. Like, I'm not just praying that we reach a few. I'm praying that a generation of men are going to raise up to change a generation of men. And they're yeah. going to step in together. Yeah. They're going to do the things that need to be done. Like, we're praying for an invasion, mm-hmm. right? Like, we're praying for God to do things that the world has tried to fix and just can't fix, you know, and we're praying. And so whether it's the podcast or whether it's the church or whether it's our small groups or the things that we're doing, we want that. And we're just saying, like, God, we're, whether it's podcasts, individual lives, we're going to be obedient. You tell us to do something, we're doing it.
Yep.
Like, and we're going to be at that place because the most important thing to us is that you show up.
Yeah.
And so we're going to provide every environment possible for that to happen. So any final thoughts closing out?
No, I just think it's important. Like, one thing that I've been doing more is praying before I do something that might be like public or just anything. And it is similar to like what you said, like open your heart, but it's basically open the people's heart that hear it. Or open my heart before I go into something, or let Jesus be seen through me, or let you be seen, you know what I mean? So things like that help.
I'll give a little precursor. So I wasn't sure I was going to do this, but I'm going to give a little pre into Sunday morning's message.
Okay. Ooh.
So here's going to be the challenge.
I haven't actually even told
Nick this yet.
Oh my
so,
gosh. I know. Like now we get to find out what happened. Time.
No, I've been praying about this. I got to talk to, this will be approved for the higher ups like Nick and Corinne, but this is what I'm really praying for. So I'm going to, so from this Sunday's message, I'm going to ask people from now until Easter Sunday to fast. Easter. To pick something to fast.
Oh, I thought we can't eat. I was going to pass out.
Oh, no. Like,
I'm
not having champs today.
But no, like, listen, I think if you've never went through the fasting process, when you, and meaning that here's the deal, you have to pick something that it's going to be a huge sacrifice for you to be able to give up. And when you do this, is what I'm going to ask people to do. When you're fasting and it comes up like, oh, I want that, I want you to pray for revival. I want you to pray for the invasion of God into lives. And then I want to see it culminate on Easter Sunday. Like, I want to see the things that God's doing and the movement of God culminate because the people of God have been saying, we want you in a big way. And so I'm hoping that people will pick whatever. So I didn't honestly know how many days it is. Like, the professional people will probably put, we're going to do this many days of praying and fasting.
From then to Easter?
Yeah, till Easter
Sunday. Well, I bet it's like March. I don't know.
But I think it'll just be awesome because think about this. Like, all those times you're saying, God, I want a movement. God, I want you to show up. God, I want you to do things. Think about the times, like, even when you give up food and you're not eating, how many times you think about it?
All the time.
That's my point. So my point is, you think about what how that will move people into a relationship or into a prayer thing. I think, again, I might get shot down by the higher-ups, but that's what I'm hoping for, because I honestly think, how cool would it be?
Yeah.
You know, from now until Easter, that we start thinking about, you know, at the end of the day, this is about the movement of God, and we're going to pray for
it. I think I'm stopping my current fast on what I'm doing and going to use it again. Because I'm not giving another fast. I'm like, oh, when he said that, I was like.
Yeah, but I think it could be, again, whether it's food, whether it's candy, whether it's TV, whether it's pop. Like, we have this guy that drinks lots of Mountain Dew. He's like. You know, we're trying to decide, like, what we're going to give up. And, like, I wouldn't think that that's big a deal, but I guess if you drink pop.
If I had to give up my.
Oh, that's a big deal.
If I had to give up my Mountain Dew, I just might die.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You get a bad headache, for sure.
Dude.
No, I already gave up my pops, and I got to find something else.
Well, again, I'm just saying, nobody has to do this. Well, I'm just going to challenge people, because I honestly think it would be cool.
Well, I think you should only do it if you really want to, because I've been forced to do it before, and that was awful.
Oh, you can't force them.
Oh, yes, you can.
I'm just thinking, I think it would be for us to really. Really say, you know you what, if this is something you want to do and you believe this, though. Like if you believe this idea that the movement of God is going to change the world, let's pray for the movement of God.
Yeah.
And let's celebrate it on Easter Sunday, the movement of God.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if it gets approved by the higher ups.
It will.
By Nick and Corinne.
He's already going.
Yeah, we'll see. They talk about that stuff.
You
they
know,
decide.
I, think
I have lots
get a
of ideas.
Guy and let Nick be on the podcast.
He is next week.
Yeah, Nick's going to be on.
She saw that it was happening.
Yeah,
she felt it.
Okay, hey, thanks everybody for joining us. Don't forget, Nick. Can you flip up the text thing?
Yes. We need to.
If we don't have it, that's okay.
1-260.
But the point just is, we really want
420-8383.
Yeah.
4-0-8. Dang it. Really close.
This is why nobody texts
really
us. Because she just gave out the wrong number.
Yeah. 408-83.
We love for your comments. We'd love for you, you know, to be able to again, whatever those things are, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Everything.
But really, you know, this is the other thing that we're talking about. It's really important. When Jenny puts this stuff out there, you guys sharing it, like on Facebook, when you share it, like, it gives us the opportunity to get onto your timeline or onto other people's. So we, because we do believe this. We might not have all of the wisdom and all of the greatest things in the world, but we believe that for some people this could touch them, and that some people that it could do just what we're talking about, like God could invade their life and change things. And so we'd just love you to be a part of that with us, to help share it with other people, and if they can glean some things from it and God can really invade what they're doing in their life, that we'd be excited about that. So thank you for being a part of our podcast today. Sherry, thanks for being our special guest. We loved having you on. And to everybody out there, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.